And back at the Classic of the Country, I'm Matt Croy. I'm joined by a former Highland High School basketball player, great, that being Dylan Coppett, alongside me right now. Of course, former Ohio Player of the Year and two-time defending state champion back in the 2011-2012 season. And Dylan, thanks for joining me here. And Dylan, I know it's been a few years ago now, right? You graduated and all that kind of things, but you still kind of look back sometimes about those state championship teams and what that, how fondly that is, memories for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the awesome thing is, too, we're all local.
Yeah.
Most of us are still living around here, so having kids can hang out with each other, so we definitely relive those memories, and much to our wives' dismay, sometimes even watch the games together, so it's definitely been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is kind of unique, the fact that you guys are local here. Yes. You get a chance to kind of be around each other, so it's kind of lifetime friendships, isn't it?
Yeah.
With those guys?
Yeah, yeah, no, that's, I mean, friends all throughout high school, and then college, I mean, we kind of went separate ways for a little bit, but then, yeah, everyone made their way back home, and it's been awesome.
Kind of going back to those teams, Dylan, what was special, do you think, about those teams that won back-to-back state titles?
I think same thing, just our how we meshed with each other, our relationship outside of basketball would, then when it came time to play basketball, we just trusted each other so much and meshed so well together.
Well, obviously, you're on the boys' side of things here, but the Classic of the Country now in its 23rd year, you can kind of go back when you're playing and when this was going on. It's still going here. Yes. Just your thoughts, just an event like this has lasted as long as it has.
Yes, no, and even before I was playing, even in middle school, I remember coming. This was the highlight of my middle school life, was coming here at first thing on Saturday and staying all day Saturday, all day Sunday, all day Monday. And I think now being a parent, I understand my parents were happy when I would leave the house all day too. So it's been going on forever, and it's almost my whole life, and it seems to still just be rolling like usual. And now that I work it, I see the behind the scenes that goes into it, and still enjoy it a lot, and it's nice seeing the familiar faces.
That's great. Now, Dylan, just for the fact of you guys being a part of this Highland basketball program, the girls and the boys' side, why do you think their tradition has been as great as it has been over the years, just year in and year out?
Community. It's all community. You look at all the volunteers, all the people that go in to help in this, make it a successful weekend. It's just been, I would say, just the community members stepping up and helping out.
Now, you're the cross-country coach now at Highland. Talk about what that cross-country hat on, what that's been like.
Yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun. I'll say I'm the assistant. My wife's the coach.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah. We got to get that right. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. She ran in high school and college, and so she's the one that's making all the workout, the programs for the kids. And so I'm more just helping out around. We run with them, and they really like that, so we get to push them, and keeps me in shape. So it's a lot of fun. We've seen the program grow. And starting with having kids in eighth grade, now they're going to be juniors or seniors. It's really cool to see that development. And can't choose a better sport to coach, because you're either fast or you're not.
Keeps you in shape, too, as you mentioned, right?
Yep.
That's for sure. Now, you mentioned the Classic going to be a great event for the community. And just the people that put this on here, just as a staff here, I know by now it's a well-run machine here, but a lot of people kind of work together to make something like this happen, I'm sure.
Yes, yeah, no, definitely. And that's... I mean, every person has their role, and it seems like a lot of people have been doing it for years, and they know what they're doing, and it's a well-oiled machine. I've kind of crafted out my role. I'm down there at the pass gate with Mike, and we get to introduce or meet every team that comes in, so we're the first face they see and the last face they see when they're leaving, so we try to make a good impression on everyone.
That's awesome. Well, Dylan, thanks for stopping by.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, that is Dylan Coppett, former two-time defending state champion back in the 2011-12 seasons for the Highland Hawks, and also one of the cross-country coaches also for Highland at this year's Classic in the Country. More reports coming your way on WKLM.